Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Light of Truth radio broadcast with Michael Boldea.
All right, welcome to the program and thank you for joining us. This is the Light of Truth radio broadcast. I am, as always, your humble host, Michael Boldea. And, I'm gonna have to sort of reach a little bit. It's been a slow news week, you know. So we're going to have a lot of filler. I kid, of course. And that just happened. I think we're going to be using that sentence a lot more often over the next few months. But those of you that have been listening to the program consistently know that we've been talking about this and warning about this and saying it was going to happen. This is largely the reason I like to give you the date that the program is being recorded up front so that there's nothing dubious about it. I speak it for about an hour, Gino uploads it, and then we're done. There's no editing, there's nothing else. So for posterity's sake, once again, today is July the 18th, the year of our Lord, 2024, and there was an assassination attempt of the former President Donald J. Trump. And anyone who's watched the video, anyone who's looked closely, understands that this nation was maybe an inch away from unprecedented chaos. Those celebrating the potential assassination of this man haven't thought it through, and they don't understand what will happen if and when they get one through the goalpost, if and when they actually succeed. Because if you want to talk something that will spark revolution in this country, this is likely one of those things that could potentially spark it. Because love him or hate him, this man inspires hope in the working class. Love him or hate him, it's people believe that he's actually there on their behalf, and not to get filthy rich, because evidently he already is, and not for any other purpose. Again, I keep having to couch my words and validate them because I don't want anyone to misconstrue my meaning. No, I don't believe that Donald Trump is the savior of the republic. I believe true repentance of heart might curtail the judgment that is coming upon the land. And that's one of those things that we're not discussing and that we're not focusing on. And so I get the momentary jubilation. I really do. It's anyone who saw the video of him getting up and pumping his fist and saying, fight, 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 had some sort of visceral reaction to it. That's, again, think of him what you will. That was a boss move. That was sort of a man's man sort of move. And I understand those people addicted to soy and believing that men in dresses are women and can give birth and they're not of the homosexual persuasion if they decide to have a romantic relationship with such fellas. They might see it as overly toxic. That's toxic masculinity. Somebody on the news tried to actually say that, by the way. That seemed a little too much. That was like toxically masculine, fist-pumping line. Because some people you just can't please. But for the average American, for the average citizen, for those, who real testosterone still pumps through their bloodstream, it was a boss move. It was one of those moments where, like, yeah, now you understand the sort of metal the man is made of. And well, it doesn't matter because he's... Look, I'm not telling you to vote for him or the man in the adult diaper, who, by the way, conveniently just got diagnosed with the COVID. Who takes COVID tests anymore? That's my first question. Come on. I mean, we beat that horse to death, and we arrested enough moms trying to take their kids, you know, to the beach. Let's admit it to ourselves, if to no one else, that this was just one of the biggest propaganda machines ever to be created, and they were able to identify those who would resist and those who would comply. They were able to identify the spiritual leaders across the board who would go along and tell people that Jesus would get jabbed, and those that resisted and wouldn't bow and kept their churches open. And to them, to those that actually understood what was going on, God bless you. I respect a man who's willing to take a stand for what he believes in. But anyone looking at this situation, anyone looking at the person that was supposed to have taken the shot, look, I don't judge a book by its cover. But if somebody weighing 650 pounds tells me they're a personal trainer and they can get me in shape, allow me my skepticism, okay? That boy looked a few knives short of a full set. Just by his facial feature alone, you sort of come to the conclusion that he's no Rhodes Scholar. This is not the next Elon Musk. Perhaps, you know, again, I may be wrong. However, sometimes you get a glimpse of a person's intelligence level just by looking at him. And for anyone, and I understand that there's going to be a big push, hey, don't question it. Like, he's dead, he's gone, it's fine, it's over. But just go with me here, all right, just for a second. I know this is an uncomfortable topic. We all want to celebrate the fact that it was just a year shot and not a bullet that canoed his skull. I get it. And again, I say we were one inch away from national chaos. If you don't believe it, when it does happen, you'll understand. All right? One inch. That was the difference between a year shot and straight through the skull. Okay. So for me, I would have to suspend reality in order for me to believe that a young man who looked like that was able I understand the roof was sloped, all right? The Secret Service head made that very clear. It was a sloped roof. So they couldn't have anybody up there because, you know, insurance reasons, right? The roof was sloped, and the other day my neighbor's getting their roof redone, and I saw a bunch of Mexicans up on the roof, and their roof is really sloped. It looks like a Christmas tree. And I was about to run out there and just start screaming at them, hey, can't you see the roof is sloped? What are you doing up there? But, you know, I checked myself because apparently they're aware of the danger a sloped roof poses. To tell me that this individual, this 20-year-old, made it onto that roof, brought a ladder along with people in the crowd noticing him. He's like, hey, somebody's up there. And it looks as though they're in a shooting position. Shouldn't somebody take a look at this? It's never going to come out unless perhaps it comes out the same time that the JFK assassination comes out. And I hear myself saying these things, and I'm like, you're not Alex Jones. You're not a conspiracy theorist. But apparently it's just reality. It's not the land of conspiracy to look at the situation as it sits and go, something's fishy about this. Something smells way off. You're telling me that a kid that looked like that, again, don't judge a book by its cover, Mike. That's it. Yeah, but sometimes, you know, the book cover tells you what's inside. You know, if Fabio's on the cover, you understand that this isn't going to be some sort of vampire novel. All right? Let's just leave it at that. So you're telling me that somehow he got past all the security and all the Secret Service, He got a ladder up, you know, by the side of the building. He climbed up, got in a shooting position. Apparently, they had him in their sights. Things are already starting to spill that are making me believe this was more than what it appeared at first. You know, one, you know, 20-year-old that decided, hey, it's a good day to die. Because right now, apparently Secret Service knew about the threat before the attempt. And somehow they lost track of the shooter with their long-range finders. I know. It's very serendipitous, isn't it? So this young man apparently got a ladder up next to the building, climbed up, got in a position, and was able to get, what, 5 shots off before Secret Service reacted. And the excuses that are coming out are just, they're laughable. So what I'm going to do is read to you an article I posted onto the blog Sunday morning, because you need to understand that the closer we get, the more desperate the other side becomes. The less chances they see cheating their way to a win, the more dangerous things become for the average citizen in this country and for this presidential contender and his close circle. I wouldn't put it past anybody to hear of a mass casualty event that will occur, that will be within close proximity to this man, because they're not done trying. Look, I was talking to a neighbor this morning. She was out flowering her garden and she saw me. And we'd had this discussion 4 or 5 months ago because they were very excited about the prospect of Mr. Trump returning to the presidency. And I told them back then they can't allow it. They're going to try to take him out. And this morning she's like, I laughed when you said this 5 months ago. And the moment it happened, I turned to my husband and go, remember the conversation we had with Mike? I know some of my neighbors think I'm a conspiracy theorist. Others think I'm out of my mind, but I'm honest with everybody I meet. I have to tell you the way I see things because that's the reality of the world we live in. Damn the stakes. In order for you to understand what they're willing to do, you have to understand the stakes. And the stakes are global dominance. The stakes are a nationalistic country or a universal, you know, everybody's happy. Because globalist, whatever. And I've gotten emails, and I haven't answered because I thought I'd answer on the program. What do you think about the VP pick? Honestly, given who J.D. Vance is and his loathing for permanent Washington, I think he's probably next to Vivek, the best choice for assassination insurance for Donald Trump. Let's put it that way. Because this man despises permanent Washington, and he's very eloquent in the way he expresses his loathing, which is something that Donald Trump isn't. But he's not nobody's perfect. These are politicians. If you're expecting righteousness, godliness, perfection from politicians, we should start looking at our churches first. Because the leaders that are being exposed for being pedophiles and perverts, they're expected to live godly. They're expected to have a certain level of righteousness, and they failed miserably. So before we start, let's look in our own house first. All right, people in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. Again, I'm not advocating for anyone. I'm just telling you the way I see it. All right. Because this is the reality we're living in, and over the course of the next few months, we're going to unfortunately be saying, well, that happened a lot. Something's fishy. And if the people tasked with protecting your life have an ulterior motive for not doing so, or they're so incompetent as to miss somebody on a roof that everybody's pointing to that people got video and photos of while he was laying prone before he took the shot, that should be very concerning, all right? So I'm going to start by reading you this article, and then we'll go from there. However way you feel about the man, you should be thankful that it was not a successful assassination attempt, because America would look very different right now. And I say this with a heavy heart, because I know that it didn't happen now, but it's likely to happen sooner rather than later. And America will be thrown into chaos. You will see revolution in this country. You will see civil unrest, the likes of which there's nothing to compare it to. So this is my article. You call a man, any man, Hitler, worse than Hitler, the Antichrist, the spawn of Lucifer's loins, a walking plague, the end of all things, the personification of evil long enough, and someone will eventually get it into their head that they could be the hero and slay the villain. Who knows? There might even be a damsel in distress at the end of the story who will recognize the bravery required in trying to remove the worst human ever to walk the earth from the chessboard. If propaganda were not effective, there wouldn't be multinational corporations spending billions of dollars trying to convince you that an amalgam of chemicals and red dye 40 pressed into some gelatinous form with the appearance of a week-old severed limb is not only good for you or something you want to have, but something you have to have. As recently as 2 months ago, women were braining each other with overlarge purses to get their hands on a sweet, sweet Stanley tumbler in which they could fit a toddler and still have room left over for their chosen beverage. It was all a result of marketing, of word of mouth, and people being convinced that they couldn't live without one. For those of you who listen to the radio program regularly, what happened last night should come as no surprise. We've been discussing this scenario for going on 6 months now, and I've been warned repeatedly, and I've warned repeatedly that in all likelihood, this was bound to happen. Those insisting that this is the worst man the world has ever seen, putting Genghis Khan, Stalin, Pol Pot, and Hitler combined to shame, knew exactly what they were doing, even though their backpedaling has already commenced. And I'm going to stop here and say that the backpedaling was only for about 16 hours. They're back to the Hitler tropes. So they understand that they can't take back the things they said, so they've decided to double down. Now I will continue with the article. Certainly, there are more answers. There are more questions. Hold on. No. Certainly, there are more questions than answers, especially when it comes to the security detail that seems to have ignored warnings from people who had seen the shooter climbing the building from which he fired. Is this the event I've been warning about? No, I do not believe it is. If this had been a professional shooter, we'd be having a very different type of conversation this morning. It's also too early in the election cycle for it to be what I foresee playing out. This is the second viable attempt on the man's life, and the second time someone got close enough to do the job but failed for one reason or another. Those who thought it would spook him into quitting haven't taken his tenacity into account, and as such, more pressure will be brought to bear on the planners to come up with a surefire solution to the threat he poses to this nation's permanent ruling class, which has been pulling the strings from the shadows for decades on end. Although I've already made my position clear on the matter, no, I do not believe this man is the Antichrist. And anyone who does so needs to spend a bit more time in the Word so that they might gain a deeper understanding of who this man is going to be. Conversely, I do not believe he is some sort of savior of the Republic, because the Republic cannot be saved by any man. I know, you're thinking to yourself, and again, I'm stopping reading because, you know, I like to ad-lib. But some of you are thinking to yourself, you're a man in the middle. You've lost friends on both sides. Yeah, but I'm a man that stands in truth. So if I have to stand alone, that's fine. Because I've had people hate on me for not calling him the Antichrist. I've had people hate on me because I didn't think he's the savior of America. But this is the reality of it. One man can't save this nation. Now, I'm going to continue reading the article. That said, those who keep going on about him being the aforementioned Antichrist haven't come up with a good answer for why he didn't, quote-unquote, Antichrist the first go-around. Remember, this man was president for 4 years. If he was the Antichrist, he could have started back then. Didn't, I know. Why wait? Why put it off for 4 years and go through it all over again? I know, logic hurts. A flawed man? Most assuredly. The Antichrist? Hardly. I do not believe this is over, not by a country mile. If enough balls are kicked at a goalie, no matter how good he is, one of them is bound to get through the net. If you figure that a number of your defenders have some ulterior motive for letting the striker get closer than he should, then getting one through the net becomes almost certain. For those of you scratching your heads in frustration, it's a soccer analogy. Yes, it's a sport. It's quite popular in much of the world, but I digress. It's only a matter of time before this nation is plunged into unprecedented chaos. It is as unavoidable as death and taxes. And for those hard at work posting, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray" memes, do the world a favor and finish the verse. Many may pray, some may humble themselves, but as far as turning from their wicked ways, answer has already been given. And it's a resounding no. There are four prerequisites to God hearing from heaven, forgiving sin, and healing the land. The first is for his people to humble themselves. The second is for them to pray. The third is to seek his face. And the fourth is to turn from their wicked ways. Two out of three, or three out of four, just won't do. And the last one always seems to trip nations up. It's a bulk deal. All four of these things have to be checked off in order for God to hear from heaven, forgive sin, and heal the land. And so for those of you that are overly exuberant, understand that this is not over. And I'm done reading the article, so now it's just me talking. I know, it's hard to follow. It is what it is. This is not over. Look, they're already seeding the soil. I saw an article that said that the Biden administration just foiled an assassination attempt by the Iranians. Let that sink in. I know. They would have liked to say by the Russians, but the Russians have no vested interest in not seeing this man return to the White House. Every single individual that has profited from what's going on between Russia and Ukraine, however, does have a vested interest in not seeing it end. And I saw this, and again, I'm sure that the gentleman Lindsey Graham is a perfectly nice individual, but he's also a viper. And he posted some picture of him with J.D. Vance you know, throwing the thumbs up. And feel how you might about Tucker Carlson. He tweeted this about Lindsey Graham, and it's worth noting, all right? And he didn't pull any punches. You got to respect the man that goes all out. This was his tweet. Lindsey Graham is a liar. No one lobbied harder against J.D. Vance than he did, and in the sleaziest, most vicious way. He was doing it this morning. This is why everyone hates Washington, because people like Lindsey Graham are happy to lie right to your face, smiling as they plot your destruction. It's disgusting. Look, the other side was hoping that it would be someone akin to that lady that was running for president and she dropped out. What was her name, Gino? I'm having a brain fart moment. She was right in it past North Carolina. There you go. Everyone on the other side was hoping it was Nikki Haley, because Nikki Haley is a globalist. Nikki Haley is in the pockets of certain individuals who have an idea of what they want this nation to be, and it's neither strong nor vibrant. And when the name J.D. Vance popped up on the radar, they went apoplectic. Sometimes all you have to do is look at people's reactions. The people that you're, you know, fighting against are the people that have already declared themselves as your sworn enemy, to understand whether it was a good choice or not. The fact that the entire news media apparatus, every talking head, just went nuts when he was picked as VP, tells me more than anything else in his bio or, you know, what he was before he became a politician. Allow me to sip from my delicious beverage. Yes, it's coffee. It's black. And I waited 73 minutes for my brother's Keurig to actually power up. But that's okay. I had time to finish reading Ulysses. For those of you that don't understand, Ulysses is the longest book ever written, some insane 1,800-page tome. So, ha-ha, that was the joke of the day. I know. Are you making light after all this? Look, if you don't have a sense of humor now, 3-4 months from now, you're just going to be in your basement, huddled in a corner. You have to have a sense of humor. We literally dodged the bullet because it would not be a pretty Thursday if we hadn't. So, look, even though no one's going to verbalize it because, you know, it's untoward, there were a lot of people hoping that Donald Trump wouldn't get back up. There were a lot of people on both sides in the political sphere hoping that it wasn't just the Grays. Understand that. Understand the level of hatred and vitriol. They can't help themselves. And right now, some of those who still want careers and who still want to appear centrist are biting their tongues. But their desire to see the end of this man hasn't diminished by any means. And the closer we get, the more desperate the powers that be will become. And desperation causes people to do very stupid things. This is the thing that we need to be concerned with. This is the thing that we should focus on. Because like I said, I hope I'm wrong. I pray I'm wrong. I got kids, man. I keep mentioning this because it's important to me. It might not be to you, but it's important to me. I've got kids. I live here. And I understand what can happen within a 24-hour span if everything goes full chaos mode. It's not something you want to see. Will we see it? I believe we will. I think that this nation is headed for the precipice at such speed that brakes are failing. It's not going to work. Now, globally speaking, apparently Ursula von der Leyen has been reelected as the European Commission president. This woman is a full-on globalist, and even though, look, every single nation in Europe despises the notion of globalism, at least as far as their citizenry is concerned. They don't want it. They want nothing of it. But their politicians are pushing it down their throats just as readily as this administration has pushed the notion of globalism down Americans' throats. And they're gagging. They're having reflux reactions. They're trying their best to do away with it. But once these people gain power, they find ways around it. The French elections, 2 weeks ago, were a perfect example. They're willing to align themselves with anyone if it means retaining power. That's another thing that you need to get just a hold of and keep in the back of your mind. Now, unfortunately, news has been released that Mr. Robinette Biden is likewise facing that life-threatening event of COVID-19. He's the same man that said you can't get it. I'm double vaxxed and double boosted. I got chemicals running through my veins. You can't get it. So, conspiratorial me, and I know you're thinking to yourself, please, Mike, don't. Well, you know, what can I do? I'm a victim of my own mind and the way that it processes. He was unwilling to step aside voluntarily. All right. His wife and the great artist Hunter Biden would hear nothing of it. I think that the planners, the people that had their hand up Joe Biden and used him as a puppet, have decided that they can no longer risk him not stepping down. So if you hear that the great plague of the 21st century a la COVID has caused Mr. Robinette Biden to become sicker than normal, and after that you hear that he's on the precipice of meeting judgment, you shouldn't be surprised about that either. All right, let's put it that way, because I see this going in one of two directions. Either there will be some sort of mass casualty event that will have Donald Trump and his retinue as collateral damage, and they'll blame it on somebody, or Mr. Robinette Biden expires in the saddle and they hope that it will draw enough sympathy votes for Kamala and get them over the finish line that way. However way this goes, the next few months in this country are going to be chaotic. And I hope I'm wrong. I always couch that. I always say it because I hope I am. I hope that come, I don't know, March, April of 2025, whenever the votes get counted, the big bad orange man is back in office, because although some people are insisting that he's going to destroy Christians and Christianity, it's this administration that has been putting little old ladies in prison for protesting abortion clinics. All right, it's Antichrist does what Antichrists do. which is persecute the church. And all you have to do is what's been all you have to do is look at what's been happening over the last few years to understand that they hate you. They hate you a lot. If you haven't, if you happen to be a Bible believing Christian, the same people that despise the big orange man despise you. And if they had a chance, or if their wrists weren't so limp from all the soy, they'd do something about you, because that's the way they think. So that's the reality of the times that we're living in. And if you don't think that you need the presence, power, and protection of God through what's coming, then you really have no clue. You don't understand what's coming. This is why I keep encouraging you, even though I may sound like a broken record to some of you, cement your relationship with God today. Draw close to God today. Anything that you've done, thinking that you can shelter yourself or you can protect yourself from what's coming, won't suffice. I tell you this with pain in my heart, because a lot of believers are putting their hopes either in a man or in a shelter or in food storage or whatever else they think will keep them. The only thing that will keep you is God. And God will keep you if you are His. This is the hope of the believer. This is the thing that we cling to, is that God is able to protect His own. God is able to supernaturally keep you, not through things, but through His power. So the Republican Convention, the National Convention, is still going on. I think today or tomorrow are the last days. And look, I've listened to one speech. It was Vivek's speech. I've made it clear how I feel about Mr. Ramaswamy. I think he is brilliant. But other than that, it's a call for unity, and the other side doesn't want unity. The other side wants control. The other side wants power. The other side wants to decide everything about everything. And it's not as though there isn't pushback. What was it? California. I know, California. Just passed some sort of rule or law where schools aren't supposed to tell parents that their young boy Bob thinks he's Betty. They're supposed to keep it from their children. And it's gotten to that point where even people that aren't religious, even people that don't follow God are seeing it for what it is. What was it? Elon Musk announced he was moving all of his headquarters, Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it, SpaceX, everything, out of California because of this one rule, because of this one religion. Not religion, I know. Oops, it was a Freudian slip. Because that's really what it is. Anything that is not tethered in reality, such as the transgender movement in America, is its own religion. And the man said, all right, I've had enough. I'm moving everything to Texas. So it's not that people aren't waking up. It's that those in power don't care about people's opinions. They have an agenda, and they're executing. And it doesn't matter how many people fight against it, how many people vote against it, through somehow. So the idea that we're living in a free country, or that, you know, every man, every vote, we need to wake up to the reality of the situation we're living in. So it is what it is. Now, another thing that I've noticed, which we talked about, some time ago. It may have even been a year. And I said that there will be a moment where the switch flips and jobs won't be so prevalent anymore. Because everyone was lauding the fact that everyone was hiring and nobody wanted to work. Well, now it's getting turned on its ear, kids, where people want to work, but no mas jobs. Jobless claims jumped to 243,000. Continuing claims rise to the highest level since 2021. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits unexpectedly soared last week. Who didn't expect it? The Fed? Was that it? Well, the Fed expected inflation to be transitory, too. Janet Yellen told us as much. Nothing to worry about. It's a blip. We're going to get back to it. Apparently, we're not. The Department of Labor said Thursday that new claims of unemployment benefits rose by 20,000 to 243,000 last week. Now, this may not seem like a lot, but when you take into account all the people that have stopped looking for work, all the people that are doing side gigs in order to maintain their current residence, a tableau is starting to make itself very clear. And that is, contrary to the talking heads and contrary to the politicians, the economy isn't doing that good. Inflation hasn't gone down. It just slowed down a smidge, and they're praising it. People are still paying exorbitant amounts for eggs and milk and meat and everything else that used to be half the price, if not less, 3-4 years ago. Claims were boosted by a spike in claims in Texas after Hurricane Beryl. See, they're explaining it. That's just the hurricane did it. Jobless claims are a proxy for layoffs. While they have climbed somewhat in recent months, signaling a cooling of the labor market, they're still at a level that is low by historical standards. Give it another 3 months. Claims can be volatile week to week, so economists look to the 4-week moving average of claims for a better gauge of the health of the labor market. The labor market, the real estate market, the rental market, they're all sick. And pretty soon they're going to be on life support. Because everything that men clung to, everything men hoped in, everything men saw as security is being stripped one after the other. So we don't even have to look internationally to see all the dangers. If you want to lose a little sleep at night, all you really have to do is look at what's happening in our own country. Look, I understand that all the memes that are being created, and by the way, there's that one lady, that one Secret Service agent, allow me to sip again, that's probably going to have plastic surgery because she can't show her face in public ever again. They've made like 3 million memes of her trying to holster her weapon or ducking behind the principal. Her entire function, her entire job is to protect the principal. You know, they're supposed to throw themselves onto the individuals and take a bullet, literally. That's what Secret Service does. And she was cowering behind him. If you haven't seen the pictures, they're very telling. But it helps to lighten the mood of the reality of what we witnessed less than a week ago. Somebody got to within an inch, perhaps even less than, to permanently disposing of the leading candidate for the presidency of the United States. Now, I understand that CNN said, well, Trump got scared by loud pops and he was led off of the stage, or what was it? A big noise caused Trump to be rushed off the stage. No, this was an assassination attempt. We can't redefine it to make it feel more comfortable. Somebody tried to assassinate the leading candidate for the presidency of the United States. And by all accounts, seeing all the evidence that is currently available, individual had help. Somebody somewhere allowed this person to climb a ladder, get in a shooting position, and take five shots before he was taken out. And again, unintentionally, I'm sounding conspiratorial. Because every time there was an assassination or an assassination attempt of a president or an individual in leadership, the so-called assassin got taken out before he could be questioned, before he could say anything, before he could point the finger to anyone. And it may just be coincidental that he was in a BlackRock commercial. It may just be coincidental that they knew of the threat but chose to do nothing. But at some point, all of these coincidences form a pattern. At some point, you have to take a step back and go, yeah, this doesn't make sense anymore. I know what they're saying. I know they're saying, oh, lone shooter, 20-year-old. But at some point, the evidence becomes so overwhelming that you at least have to acknowledge that this doesn't smell right. Something is off about this entire thing. And I may be wrong. I don't believe I am. Because I'm one of those individuals that is willing to look at the situation as it is. I'm one of those individuals that, even though it might be painful, even though it might be uncomfortable, I have to acknowledge reality. And the reality of this is something's off. Am I thankful he survived? Yes. Because had he not, this nation likely would be under martial law today. It would have gotten that bad that quickly. Politicians on both sides hoping that the attempt was a success? I think they were. I believe they were. Because it would have solved a big problem for them. They wouldn't have to go to Plan B and Plan C and Plan D in order to retain power in November. It would have been one and done. They would have dealt with the situation. You roll out martial law. You arrest a few hundred people, you kill a couple more, and that's that. To them, that's par for the course. To them, it's all omelets and eggs. You got to break a few eggs to make an omelet. The rhetoric will continue. The vitriol and hatred will only amplify. You had people from everyday people to artists, to actors, to musicians, making their feelings very public, saying they wished he hadn't missed. Just let that sink in. I don't care how you feel about the man, but you're wishing death upon an individual who you likely never met. Never mind the fact that a father and a husband lost his life in the midst of all this. By all accounts, just a nice guy. And the reason I can conclude he was a nice guy is because of the things that his children had to say about him. And that's another thing you have to think about. When a man's children, grown children, praise him as a good father and a decent human being, that should hold more weight for you than what other people who've never met the individuals have to say about him. I may have missed it because we've been dealing with some things in the Boldea house lately. But none of Trump's kids wrote diaries about how he showered with his daughters. Grown daughters. Huh? None of his kids referred to him as the big guy who just wanted to take a piece of the action. I'm just saying. Just way too much vitriol and hatred. And if you give in to it, how are you better than all the others? So our purpose, our focus, should be Jesus. Our purpose and our focus should be walking in godliness. Our purpose and our focus should be praying that God's will be done. Not that he might save a rebellious nation from its deserved judgment, but that God's will be done. There is too much at stake. There's too much money. There's too much power. There's too much influence. There's too much authority for this thing to go smoothly in November. I'm just going to leave it at that. They cannot allow one man to throw a monkey wrench into their entire plans for globalism. They can't. So if you are so inclined, pray for the man's safety. Because he's going to need it. Nothing would surprise me. Natural causes, died in his sleep, peacefully. When do we get to see the autopsy report? In 2087. That sort of thing. Understand the times that you're living in. I understand we got a little dark. But it is what it is. I wish I could sit here and go, well, that was the end of it. It's not. So, be prayed up. Be in the Word. Understand the times that you're living in and live accordingly. Because there is a verse that I've used often because it's so impacting. And it's in 2 Peter. Chapter 3, verses 11 to 13, I believe. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Not the Democrat Party, not the Republican Party, not the independents or libertarians. Righteousness. So, ask yourself that question this day. What sort of individual, what manner of person ought I to be, knowing that all these things are about to unfold? And that will give you the proper direction It'll set a proper course. And you will come to understand that pursuing righteousness and godliness and holy conduct is of paramount importance, and everything else is just noise. So thank you for joining us today. I would ask that you keep my wife in your prayers. She's going in for a procedure next week. Oh, I thought you were a preacher. Yeah, but it doesn't mean that people don't get sick, and it doesn't mean that people don't lack, and it doesn't mean that people don't need. The whole theology has gotten twisted. And that's another problem that we have in the church. So, yeah, please keep her in your prayers. Continue to pray for my dad. This is life. It's short and painful, and it ends. But we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. And then we can rest. All right. God bless you. Gene, on you.
Thank you, Mike. I just want to say, you know, look at the storms. Monday night, Chicago got 29 tornadic paths of weather. 29 paths of tornado weather Monday night. And whilst Mike's talking, you know, I'm reminded, I think with the weather, economy, wicked leaders trying to take out good leaders, all these things are like God moving his hand away from our country. You cannot declare a month for perversion and think there's no ramification. And in fact, coming back from Romania, I told someone this the other day, Romania had socialism, communism, dictatorship. But I'll tell you what, I see the seeds of all that in the U.S., in education, in the colleges, in what they're, how they're trying to come against Israel, in how, as Mike said, good old Biden putting old ladies in prison that protest abortion. And I was just reading a dream that Dimitri had, where God said he would punish the church the hardest. Because, first of all, a lot of times wickedness goes into a city through drag shows, gay parades, and the church does nothing. Or we don't battle, or we don't fight. First of all, that's important. And our leaders being caught in more vile, evil situations than sometimes the world. And it's like, I just see God's hand moving away. Now I do see that if they don't pick off Trump, I'm with Mike, he's a much better leader. And you know what? A lot of people are praying for him. But guess what? If this does happen, where he gets taken out, it's just another sign of how lawless we are as a country. And even the last election proved probably our elections aren't fair anymore. And we're not in, you know, don't be so patriotic that you don't say where America's really at with God. Repentance is not even an option. But we're not doing what God called us to really repent and obey the Lord in these facets of our country that are literally falling apart, like coming against the police, coming against authority. Our colleges are an incubator of socialism and some communism. And so badly need to get back to our God, our Lord, our Messiah, our living God. And time is running out for this country. Thank you for listening to the Light of Truth radio broadcast.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast, The Light of Truth with Michael Boldea. If you would like to order a copy of today's broadcast, please visit our website at handofhelp.com. If you have questions about our ministry, you can email us at handofhelpoffice@aol.com. or simply call us at 920-206-9910. God bless you. They are